Imperfect leadership is the topic today. And when you're working on your side gig or you're just starting out into the big, scary entrepreneurial world, yes, you are definitely a leader. It doesn't matter if it's just you being the one person building momentum in your company and leading the charge of your vision, or you are part of a team, part of a startup team, and you are leading them to the promised land. No, just kidding. Well, today, imperfect leadership is the topic, and I have the privilege and the honor of interviewing Asada Oladare. She's an educator and the founder of The Easy Breezy Life, and Asada and I are going to talk about what the heck imperfect leadership even means, why is this important to my entrepreneurial journey, and also what I found to be really fascinating is when she talks about how to become a resource center and a solution finder for your clients and customers instead of being a complainer. And that, for some reason, really hit home for me. So stay tuned for all the Hamilton references and just the enlightening experience of being in the presence of Asada.
You're listening to the Side Gig Central podcast, where we truly believe that your side gig has the power to change your life. My name is Elena Ciccatelli, and I'm a small business owner and side gig hustler just like you. I'm so excited to help you redefine what success looks like in today's gig economy. Listen in on honest conversations that I have with the experts and from hardworking side gig entrepreneurs just like you who are killing it with their side hustle. Learn the best strategies, tips, and tricks that have helped others pave their own way and craft their dream side gig. So if you're ready to get started, up your game, and do the work, you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started.
Asada, welcome to the show. It's so nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me today, Elena.
Yes. Well, we are going to jump right into it today. Our topic is leading with intention, which is just an ambiguous topic, but Asada is going to walk us through talking about leadership and small business and building a sustainable business. But first, we have to know your origin story. I love asking guests about their origin story. So walk me through your entrepreneurial journey and how you got to where you are today.
Okay. So to be sincere with you, you know, my full-time professional career has always been in higher education. And I've always had these dreams of like, oh, I want to start my business. I want to do that. But it never really kicked off until I got married to my partner, because he was someone who had dreams and had the fortitude to chase those dreams. And so it's one thing to sit down and kind of daydream about starting a business and wanting to get started. It's another thing to meet someone who's going to say, we're putting the rubber to the road and we're doing this, and to feel that fear of taking that first step. So our first entrepreneurial journey together was starting a real estate business back in 2014 when we just got married. We were newlyweds, went to a workshop, and we said, you know what, we're doing this, we're registering it. We started with one multi-unit property and have done a few more projects. And then my husband eventually got his real estate license. And so we do consulting, education, and investing, and teaching our friends and those that are our business partners how to also get involved in the business. And so for me, it was very scary because real estate needs a lot of capital to get started, right? If you make mistakes, which we certainly did, oh my goodness, we
still right,
costly, and it's a high risk game. But I would also say that because we made so many mistakes early on, it taught us a lot about the building blocks and foundation, and has made the jump so much easier for everything else, because it's like, well, if we survive that, we can surely survive X, right? So my journey started out with a lot of reluctance and fear, but I was thankful that I had a partner who was not afraid of failing.
Yeah, I think it really matters who you kind of walk down this path with and who you surround yourself with as well, right? Not only maybe your close family, but then also colleagues and peers who are maybe in the same space as you. And I think there's a lot to be said about collaboration too, and, you know, trying to, you know, connect with people that have maybe been down that road before, and they can kind of guide you along and say, all right, maybe we should kind of right this ship before it gets a little bit too off course. But I do want to talk about leadership, because I feel like every time I look at your Instagram or what you got going on, there's always like such an inspiring message that you have for your community there. So let's talk about leading with intention. What does that even mean? Walk me through it there.
It's a very interesting point that you bring up, because I think a lot of times when we look at leaders, or when we used to look at leaders, we wanted these prim and proper buttoned up images. But, you know, I just watched the video premiere of Hamilton. And when you look at the type of leadership, flawed leadership, imperfect leadership, I saw lots of elements of myself in that character. And I think maybe that's why it's so popular, because maybe young leaders or people, leaders who are millennials or Gen Z, can see themselves. Because I think that leadership is taking a turn. I think that people want leaders who are authentic. People want leaders who they can feel, they feel are relatable. And I am very intentional, as you mentioned, on my Instagram to role model what I call imperfect leadership. Of saying that I am this human being who has emotions about all of the things that are happening. And it's not that I don't have them, it's that I use them differently. Right. And so if I in the workplace and I feel like something is important, yes, I have the emotions. Yes, I process internally. But what I do with that energy and using it to be a solution finder is different. So for me, leadership is anyone can point out what's wrong. How can you point people to the solution?
Yeah, that's so true. And especially as being an entrepreneur, you are solving problems daily. Mm-hmm. You don't realize until you are in the shoes of the CEO, you're like, man, I got a lot of problems I got to solve here. But I think when you can start being intentional, as you said, about, you know, look, there's going to be some things that don't go right, that things that are going to have to maybe even learn as you go. Like you had mentioned about your real estate business, you did a lot of learning as you go. And I think it's really important, I think, for especially people starting a business on the side, to have these images of, okay, there's some things that I need to work on. Maybe I'm a little bit introverted, or I don't really know how to be a leader. So what would your advice be for somebody who maybe is coming from corporate and wants to get into their, start scaling maybe their side business? And they're like, I don't really know how to be a leader. I wasn't really a leader in corporate. How do I step into these shoes?
You know, I have to be honest with you, and perhaps this is because I came from education. I'm someone that really believes in like doing the research and coaching, because you can avoid so many mistakes. I mean, like even before going into other entrepreneurial ventures, I spent so many years listening to people who were entrepreneurs, listening to the Tim Ferriss podcast, listening to people like The Budget Needs to Be Like, what is their experience? What are they talking about? So I knew a little bit, but you're never really going to know until you take the step, right? Like your journey, their preferences, your preferences, all of this is different. And so even with over-researching, which is what I did, because, you know, I like to know what I'm getting into. I still got in there and said, oops, what? I didn't know that this was a thing. I didn't know, you know, you're never going to know everything until you get your hands dirty and make the mistakes. So yes, do your homework. Also understand that at some point you're going to have to launch. And if you can afford it, if it's within your will, especially if you're coming from corporate, that little extra $100 a month or $200 a month to get someone who can coach you is so worth it. Like, I know that when I started the Easy Breezy Life brand, I did a lot of things by myself, but I felt when I hit the ceiling, I felt when I could no longer build this thing by myself, and then I needed another pair of eyes, another pair of experienced hands. And I sought that experience and also made mistakes in looking for that experience, right? But eventually landed with a coach that was good for me, that was able to help me direct the brand in a way that it could scale and grow.
Yes, that's so, so smart, because I think when we are, especially first starting out, we're very cost cognizant, right? Because we are Well, as you should bootstrap and you should start with a shoestring budget, right? To just prove out your concept. But I think there is a switch that happens, and maybe you'll agree with this. There's a switch from, all right, proof of concept to, okay, now I'm in growth mode. And maybe now, to your point, I need to get another pair of experienced eyes, maybe delegate some more things, maybe, right? Is that... Absolutely. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think delegation is such a special part of the process, because unlike your corporate job, this is your baby, your vision.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And then there's like, and then you get emotional about it. Oh God, the emotion. Let's not get into the emotion about it. But yeah, it's very real. Now, Asada, I want to talk a little bit more about the easy breezy life. And what's that all about, and how someone can take a look at what you're doing there.
Okay. So I started the Easy Breezy Life because I came into leadership roles very young in my professional career and struggled so much to find a place to fit in. I was this, you came into the door, as my partner likes to say, take you suck all the energy out of the room. No, I have a big personality, right? And so... come in, you're young, you're bushy eyed, you're energetic, you want to make change. And then you're like, what bureaucracy?
Yes.
But I didn't go into politics. So why am I dealing with politics? I didn't know there was a certain way, especially for me as a woman of color, that I would be received, right? I stand 5'9". My voice has a certain tone to it. Anything I said sounds like a command. And all of a sudden, I was getting these labels without anyone offering to mentor and support me. And then there were so few women who looked like me and who had my experiences as a first-generation college student, first-generation college grad, of transitioning from coming from a working class family to a professional environment, and teaching me that there are different ways of being here and different ways of surviving and thriving. And so the Easy Breezy Life is really dedicated to women who may be in the shoes that I was in, just like lost, confused in the sauce, and I can't manage any of it. So I talk about everything from leadership to spirituality to this is how you should use Instacart and Alexa if you can't afford a personal assistant but feel like you need one. Just trying to make it a solution based. And then I also invite other women who I know who are professionals who have experienced some of the similar things, because we all have different skills, talents, and abilities. And everyone doesn't always resonate with my story, but there's certainly someone who is a contributor who's feeding into the Easy Breezy Life community that they can connect with. So it's more about getting solutions for these everyday working women who feel so confused, like I did, and sometimes still do, but also acknowledging that you're not going to be the solution for everyone. So make yourself a resource center where people can come and get that information, and make it a little bit easier for those who are coming after me.
Oh, I love that. Make yourself a resource center. Ooh, that's so good. I love that. And where can everybody find the Easy Breezy Life on the interwebs, AKA the internet?
Okay. So it is www.EZBREEZY.life, LIFE. So go right to the website. It's secure. We've got cybersecurity. You can browse and shop with confidence. A lot of thought has been put into the design of this site. And, you know, we have blogs, podcasts, resources linking out to products that might be useful. Yeah. So yeah, check us out.
Awesome. Yes. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention your podcast, Asada. So shout out to another woman podcaster. Yay. So I want to talk about the Never Would I Ever section of the show. I love throwing in this question because the answers always surprise me every single time I ask this question. So Asada, your question is, when it comes to building a sustainable business, never would I ever
use TurboTax to file my taxes.
Oh, damn. Okay. I love that. Please elaborate.
So one of the mistakes that we made very early on is we were using TurboTax, and we also like, oh, someone's like, oh, I got an accountant that knows that, but they didn't specialize in real estate accounting. And so an error was made on our taxes, and it literally took us 3 years to fix those errors. So now it's like, no, I want a legit accountant. Okay.
Yes. Oh my God. That is so important. Like you, there's so many intricacies that, you know, well, I didn't go to school to be an accountant, so I absolutely hire somebody to look at that. But there's so many things that can kind of trip you. Oh yes. That is such great advice. Again, and an answer I never would have expected, but a perfect answer. Yes. Well, Asada, thank you so much for your time today. This has been awesome. Let's connect up everybody to where they can find you on the internet. I, of course, have been chatting with you back and forth on Instagram. So where can everybody find you?
Yep. So the Easy Breezy Life on IG is also easybreezy.life. And my handle on IG is asada.o, but I'm also on LinkedIn and pretty active on LinkedIn as well. And on there, you can look me up under Asada Oluwadare. And my personal website is www.asadao.com.
Beautiful. Asada, this has been amazing. I'm so glad we finally made this interview happen. I know we had like 50,000 reschedules. So I thank you for your flexibility. Thank you for your time. And I am so pumped to see what you do next. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on. I wish you a wonderful day and stay safe and healthy.
Thanks so much for listening to the Side Gig Central podcast. You can dive into the show notes for this episode and for all past episodes at sidegigcentral.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. And while you're at it, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon. And by the way, keep up that side hustle because it looks good on you.